turn in your Bibles now to Isaiah and chapter 7. Isaiah chapter 7. We'll be reading the entire chapter, Isaiah chapter 7. Beginning in verse 1, these are the words of God. They are inerrant, infallible, and perfect for us. Now it came about in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, that Rezin, the king of Aram, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up to Jerusalem to wage war against it, but could not conquer it. When it was reported to the house of David, saying, "The Arameans have camped in Ephraim," his heart and the hearts of his people shook as the trees of the forest shake with the wind. And the Lord said to Isaiah, "Go out now to meet Ahaz, you and your son Shar-Jashub, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool on the highway to the fuller's field. And say to him, 'Take care and be calm. Have no fear and do not be faint-hearted because of these two stubs of smoldering firebrands, on account of the fierce anger of Rezin and Aram and the son of Remaliah. Because Aram with Ephraim and the son of Remaliah has planned evil against you, saying, "Let us go up against Judah and terrorize it and make for ourselves a breach in its walls and set up the son of Tabeel as king in the midst of it." Thus says the Lord God, "It shall not stand, nor shall it come to pass. For the head of Aram is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. Now within another 65 years, Ephraim will be shattered, so that it is no longer a people. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is the son of Remaliah. If you will not believe, you surely shall not last." And the Lord spoke again to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Make it deep as Sheol, or as high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord." And he said, "Listen now, O house of David. Is it too slight a thing for you to try the patience of men, that you will try the patience of my God as well? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel. He will eat curds and honey at the time he knows enough to refuse evil and choose good. For before the boy will know enough to refuse evil and choose good, the land whose two kings you dread will be forsaken. The Lord will bring on you, on your people, on your father's house, such days as have never come since the day of that Ephraim separated from Judah, the king of Assyria. In that day the Lord will whistle for the fly that is in the remotest part of the rivers of Egypt, and for the bee that is in the land of Assyria. They will all come and settle on the steep ravines, on the ledges of the cliffs, on all the thorn bushes, and on all the watering places. In that day the Lord will shave with a razor hired from regions beyond the Euphrates, that is, with the king of Assyria, the head and the hair of the legs, and it will also remove the beard. Now on that day a man may keep alive a heifer or a pair of sheep, and because of the abundance of the milk produced, he will eat curds, for everyone that is left within the land will eat curds and honey. And it will come about in that day that every place where there used to be 1,000 vines, valued at 1,000 shekels of silver, will become briars and thorns. People will come there with bows and arrows, because all the land will be briars and thorns. As for all the hills which used to be cultivated with the hoe, you will not go there for fear of briars and thorns, but they will come become a place for pasturing oxen and for sheep to trample." Thus far in God's word. Chapter 7 begins reminding us of where we are, and need to be reminded of where we are because we just read chapter 6. And we are in troubled times. Ahaz is suffering. Now in 735 BC, he is suffering the fulfillment of Yahweh's promise back in 2 Samuel 7, which says when he, any descendant of David, when he commits iniquity, I will discipline him with the rod of men, with the stripes of the sons of men. And so what has happened is Aram and the northern kingdom of Israel invade Judah in the south. What was the cause of this invasion? We learn in Chronicles that it was because of Ahaz's apostasy. He made molten images for worship, worshiped the gods of Damascus. He shut the temple doors, put out the lamps, and stopped the offerings. And Judah thus had forsaken the Lord, God of their fathers. Ahaz then sought the help not of Yahweh, but of the Assyrian king. And so that sets the context for the rest of chapter 7, which makes two contrasting points. The apostasy of Ahaz and the grace of God to the remnant of Judah who still love him. Now in our text, Yahweh does give Ahaz hope and comfort. But does Ahaz receive it, is the question. Verse 4, Yahweh tells him through the prophet, take care and be calm, have no fear, do not be disheartened. Verse 9, if you will not believe, you surely shall not last, implying that if you did believe, you will last, you will live. That's the promise to Ahaz. Yahweh, even when promising a miracle to him, Ahaz refused to ask for it, even when prompted from the Lord to do so, citing a scripture verse like Satan does, not testing the Lord. But Isaiah responds, the Lord through him, speaking now to all of God's people. Although Yahweh had been provoked to anger, he nevertheless proposes to show his love to his remnant within Judah. Contrary to what Ahaz deserves, God remains gracious. Verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign, even though you refuse to ask, Ahaz. The Lord will give you a sign to the remnant. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now Ahaz is viewed as a descendant of David, the covenant promise made with him. And so we even have the repeated phrase in the chapter describing him as the house of David, the house of your father. Ahaz was supposed to draw strength from these promises as he was the king, but his sin is disaster for Judah. And yet God still had not forgotten his promise. Though Ahaz failed, a remnant shall return. Ahaz has been told, be careful, keep calm, do not be afraid, don't lose heart. Ahaz could care less about that, though. Looking at the promise in verse 14 to the remnant, talking about a virgin. Some believe that means a young, unmarried woman. It does not mean that, though. It means a virgin, as described in the text of the New Testament. It doesn't say a virgin, it says the virgin. So it speaks of here someone immediately well known to Isaiah and Ahaz. His name will be called Emmanuel, God with us. And right at the heart of God's covenant relationship with his people, something Ahaz was denying, the very presence of God. He went to the king of Assyria for help. He denied the sign that was offered to him. Verses 15 to 16 speak of two stages in this child's development. First, he will eat curds and honey, solid food. Second, he will be at the stage of knowing how to differentiate between good and evil and right and wrong behavior, even at a very young age. This being, he will be able to do this before Aram and Israel are destroyed, before the exile of the northern kingdom. So now remembering that Ahaz represents the house of David, through whom God had promised to fulfill his promise to a coming mediator from Adam to the current day with Ahaz. Ahaz, we look at him and he's a failure as king. But here we see the promise of a child called Emmanuel, who is fulfilled, we know, in Jesus Christ, who is now reigning as the perfect king in fulfillment of the promise to David, who was born of a virgin. And so, beloved, we're called to believe in him. Take care and be calm. Do not be afraid. Do not be disheartened or faint-hearted, because our faithful Lord is keeping His promises. He's continuing to do this. He's even given us a righteous King, perfectly righteous King, perfectly faithful King, unlike Ahaz. And so let us turn to Him in prayer. Our Father, we praise You and thank You for our King Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. We thank You that He is reigning on the throne, that He is sovereign over all creation in the heavens and in the earth. Now we don't have to question whether He will trust You or be faithful or any of these things, but we know that He is completely faithful, completely righteous, infinite in wisdom and understanding, perfect in power. And so we praise His name. We thank You for the promise that You gave to David, fulfilled in Christ Jesus. We thank You that You fulfilled the promise here in verse 14 and brought Him about being born of a woman, a virgin, one who never knew her husband. And so we know that He was born by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of her and yet without sin, because He is perfect and righteous. And He lived the perfect, righteous life, dying on the cross, receiving what Your people deserve because of their sin, that is death eternal forever and ever in a lake of fire, and rising again to new life to secure our justification, that declaration that we are righteous, imputed with the righteousness of Christ Jesus alone. And that on the last day, when our bodies are in the grave, those bodies will be raised up and become new glorified bodies. And so we look forward to that even now, as we have in our future death, unless Christ returns first. Father, strengthen us in this present evil age as we deal with the sins that are often tempting us that Ahaz committed. Lord, keep us from evil. Keep us from idolatry and immorality. Lord, You think here as King Ahaz failed and therefore brought Judah into great harm. Lord, we ask and we cry out to You for Your work with our government, those rulers over us. Lord, grant them to rule according to Your word alone. Give us peace in this earth, that we'd be free to worship You. And yet if a time comes where we are not, Father, we ask that we would tremble before Your throne, fear You alone, love You alone, and serve You alone. If that day were to come, strengthen us for the task, for it will be that we will need great strength. For we will suffer and be persecuted, even as we have lingerings of that now, or hints of it. Father, bless Your people. Save those who rule over us. Cause them to fear You above man. Lord, be with our marriages, our homes, our households. Cause us to be faithful, that the gospel would be proclaimed daily, and that even our children would be saved, turning from their sin unto You, the living God. Lord, hear our prayer, because we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.